and I'm a part of it. So that's a great thing, you know. I'm just truly, truly blessed to be where I'm at. I feel good. I feel strong. And I'll see you guys Saturday.
And if that's not enough, action from the hardwood of the NBA. Game 7, Spurs-Clippers, L.A. They'll tip it on TNT at 8 Eastern. On the ice, the Rangers finish off the Capitals 3-2. Goals for Kreider and Boyle. Ovechkin scored late in the third to make it a one-goal game, but it wouldn't be enough. On to Major League Baseball. It's a one-run game in Boston. Yankees up 3-2 in the eighth. White Sox and Twins still tied in the fifth at 3. Pirates leading the Cards 1-0. Brewers still maintaining a 4-0 lead on the Cubs at Wrigley. Listen to us on your smartphone or tablet by downloading the NBC Sports Radio app. I'm Pete Fox, and this is NBC Sports Radio.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm AJ Lytell. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 87 and winds out of the west gusting up to 25. Mostly clear skies tonight, low around 55, winds out of the west shifting to the south up to 10 miles per hour. We'll see gusts as high as 30 overnight. And our Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 80, west winds up to 50 and gusting as high as 25. For Sunday night, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low around 55. Patchy fog starting at 11 p.m. That's going to last till 11 a.m. on Monday. Our Monday is going to be mostly sunny throughout the day. We'll see high temperatures topping out near 75. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050, KCAA.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez, and do you know in 2007, I went off to the doctor for a basic checkup, and he informed me, Steve, you got plaque built up around your heart, and you're going to need stents. I informed him, with no offense, doc, I need a second opinion. I go off to a naturopathic doctor, and he introduces me to something called Zango. It's a juice made of the whole mangosteen fruit. You know, the mangosteen fruit has been used for centuries for healing. So, hey, what do I have to lose? I tried it. 3 months later, I go back to my cardiologist, no plaque, no stents, and I'm proud to say 7.5 years later, I'm stent free. I want to turn you on to Zango because it's the only true 100% mangosteen fruit juice. It's patented. In fact, the Mayo Clinic is paying attention because they're doing an extensive study because they cannot ignore all the testimonials around the world. I want to give you a free sample of the Zango juice today. Simply call 888-309-5656. That's 888-309-5656 for your free mangosteen juice sample today from the company called Zango.
Like to spend a few days in another world? Then write this down. Golden Bear Cottages, Big Bear Lake. Now, listen, this is not some corporate-owned operation. It's family-owned and operated by some real nice people. Unique? Oh, you bet. Golden Bear Cottages features 28 one-of-a-kind cabins on a 5-acre historic site. Great for families, couples, and groups. And cabins are available with 1 to 7 bedrooms. Golden Bear Cottages is just a stone's throw from Big Bear Lake and super close to 3 great ski areas. Now, I could go on all day about Golden Bear Cottages in Big Bear, but to see everything, just go to goldenbear.net. Again, goldenbear.net. Golden Bear Cottages in Big Bear. Clean, comfortable, and affordable. Check them out. goldenbear.net.
KCAA.
Come visit the all-new Tiger Trail at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Get an early start and have a bountiful buffet breakfast at Tiger Trail's San Bhutan Longhouse while watching these majestic creatures. A tiger keeper will be on hand to share stories about these fascinating felines and will invite one of the tigers to join the session. Then explore the Tiger Trail's 5.2 acres, watch the tigers climb rocks, swim in ponds, and nap in tall grasses. See these beautiful animals up close, all at the new Tiger Trail at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Go to San Diego Zoo Safari Park. SafariPark.org.
10:50 a.m. Don't forget that number. And for you young people who got here by accidentally fat fingering your FM band selector, we're an AM radio station, and AM refers to more than just the time of day.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. It's nice to be back. Thanks to my good friend Josh Lane for standing in for me while I traveled the length and breadth of the United States of America. Thanks to my friends as well at Channel 3 CNN affiliate there in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, probiotics are all over the news. I've been watching specials on PBS and 48 Hours and 60 Minutes, as well as the evening news. An author, researcher, educator, and president and founder of Natrin, which is a global leader in the world of probiotics. Natasha Trenoff is the president and founder of Natrin, joins us right now on the broadcast. Good afternoon to you, Natasha. It's nice to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tony. It's my pleasure to be with you this day.
You are considered, I call you the queen mother of probiotics. How did you get involved in probiotics?
It's a long story, but my family has been in cultured dairy product business for 750 years. My father is of Macedonian origin, and he started a company in the mid-1960s called Continental Culture Specialists, and we introduced natural Bulgarian-style yogurt to the health food industry in that era, and also introduced liquid acidophilus. So we have a long lineage, and I didn't choose the profession. It sort of chose me.
Well, we're glad that it has chosen you, and you are doing so much for so many people, helping so many people. You say, Natasha, I read some of your work, that the probiotic industry has a credibility problem. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a huge credibility problem. Very shortly, I'm the author of two probiotic standards, one read into congressional record in 1994. And the problem is that 99% of the products are not made by the people who sell the probiotic products to you. And as a consequence, there's no oversight by our regulatory agency as to what really is in the product and whether it survives shelf life and if it can survive stomach acid. And I can tell you numerous studies have been published about the products on the market and the claims that they make. Unfortunately, they don't deliver the living bacteria, even if they scream it on their label or box that they have live bacteria. Unfortunately, that's not always verifiable. So I give people a very simple barometer to measure their probiotic products by. If it's sitting on the shelf, forget it. Because there's no such thing as shelf-stable products that are exposed to heat and moisture levels during transportation and handling. And forget any products that are not packaged in glass, because probiotics are living bacteria, and they're affected by changes in moisture and heat. So glass is the only true protection the products can get while they're sitting on the shelf. And third of all, make sure you know who the real manufacturer of the product is. Otherwise, you're not going to derive the benefits that you're hoping with the probiotics. And I might just say that this Sunday, there was a large article published by the Daily Mail in England. And the title screams, probiotic drinks don't do any good. Study finds good bacteria in many products does not even reach the small intestine. So there were eight probiotic drinks tested, and none of them were found to survive even the stomach, let alone make it to the small intestine. So I think that especially in today's world where everybody's concerned about budget and money, if you buy a cheap product, you're not going to get any benefits. And the amount of research that's been published in this area in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years is overwhelming. And we now know that digestive health is everything to our overall health, our mental health, our immune health, and our level of energy, and whether or not we're going to age gracefully or not age so gracefully. So the three pillars that I talk to people about that we need is diet, exercise, and good bacteria. If we have those three things, that is the foundation of our health, and then we can add the other things to enrich our health. But those are the three, in my humble opinion, the most important things that we can be aware of for our overall health.
That's fantastic. I mentioned at the top of the broadcast that Natrin is a global leader in probiotics, Bifidus, Acidophilus. What sets your company apart, and why are you so different from other companies in the marketplace?
Well, we're first of all different because we are certified by a government agency, for international pharmaceutical standard. Many people will tell you their products are pharmaceutical grade when in actuality nobody's really certifying it. We're certified by an agency that is representing 44 nations in the world, including the U.S. FDA. So it's a stringent standard, and you can't pass unless you're producing products that are pharmaceutical grade. And you might say to yourself, well, why is that important to me? Well, if the products are not made under these type of standards, the bacteria will be stressed and they will not be able to survive in a healthy state, being able to improve your health. Second of all, we have tested delivery systems. In other words, if these bacteria can't survive your stomach acid, they're not going to do you any good. So we have been tested independently to make sure that our delivery systems can help the bacteria survive through the stomach to reach your 27 feet of GI tract. And thirdly, we have been recommended by doctors and nurses and health practitioners for over 30 years. Our Healthy Trinity is considered the premier product in our line, and we actually get many referrals from hospitals and doctors all the time who claim that they have tried other products. In fact, recently I heard a declaration by a nurse that told me that she had bought the product for 10 years, another brand of probiotics, and she said, I tried yours and could not believe the difference. So these type of testimonials we get all the time. Hello?
You still there, Natasha? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, so what makes, just in a nutshell, what makes our product different is the manufacturing facility, the research and formulation, which is done by me. I've researched in this field for 45 years. The formulation is made by us, not by a contract manufacturer. Every batch is overseen by me. And so each batch, I believe, is as perfect as it can be. And people who have bought our products know the quality of the products and know how it's impacted their health each and every day. We have many people who have been on our products for 10 years or more and swear that if they had the last dime, this is what they would spend their money on.
And what type of experiences do they get when they take your product?
Well, first of all, you know, if they're in generally good health, they tell me that they have a feeling of overall well-being and that they can't put their finger on it, but they seem to have more energy, they're in a better mood, and they're able to complete their tasks, whatever they are, much more readily. And people who have digestive issues can get relief almost within 24 hours. So this is the kind of action the product gives. And if they haven't been feeling generally well overall, they say that their immune function has improved, that they get less colds, they seem to be better equipped to take on the challenges of the world, and that they enjoy their life more.
Yeah, and I've been using the product for a long time. I've known about the product, known about you. You sure are the queen mother of probiotics. Natron products are found at leading health food stores all across the United States, including here in Southern California, Clark's Nutrition, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and so many others. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast. You'll come back again, I know, no doubt.
Yes,
Natasha,
I just
to tell
wanted
us
to know that if people want to call our office, it would be a good thing if they call our office, and if I may give that number out.
Sure, please do.
It's 866, the number 4, and then the name Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. And we have people who have been with the company for 10 or more years that really will help you optimize a probiotic program specifically for your needs.
866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N, the global leader in probiotics. Natasha Trenoff, the president and founder, thank you so much. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Tony, and you have a wonderful afternoon
you
as well.
You too. Bless you. You're listening to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. Time for a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hey, this is Dr. Tony. If you wish to keep your immune system healthy and strong this cold and flu season, go onto my website at www.radiantgreens.com or indeed call the office for a free sample, 818-575-7558. That's 818-575-7558. Keep your immune system healthy this cold and flu season by calling 818-575-7558 and ask for Radiant Greens. That's Radiant Greens. And welcome back to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. Hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Jim and I were discussing here in the studio about the psychology of winning when it comes to boxing. Huge big fight.
Well, tonight is Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather, the biggest fight of all time.
I know, it's amazing. Who's going to win?
I'm a Pacquiao fan.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a Manny Pacquiao fan. I always thought Mayweather was a guy that was too full of himself, but he's a great boxer.
He's a good boxer, but he's never really been hit. And I think he got hit
the last bout he was in. Mayweather did take a shot, but he came back to win the event in a decision.
Yeah, he's definitely a talented guy, but you know what's going to happen with Manny Pacquiao? He's going to come at him like a dog. That's what he knows. He's got that great left hand. And I'm a boxer, as you know, a martial artist. I've done boxing for years, not professional boxing, obviously, but Taekwondo and Hapkido and Krav Maga, which is obviously Israeli street fighting. So Manny's a tiger, so he's going to come after him.
He is a tiger. And you know what? Something about Manny, when he fights, it's not just a one hit. You know, he hits you with a few at once.
Right.
And so when you take a punch, you're taking a bunch of punches from Manny.
So, yeah.
When Mayweather hits you, it's one or two.
Right, exactly. And he's got a good reach, and he can definitely move. But as we say in Ireland, he's a bit of a rascal because he's got a lot of lawsuits against him, a lot of domestic lawsuits against him for domestic violence. And for me, that sours his reputation for a guy who's so talented. And I heard that he's dyslexic, and that's an issue. But it doesn't seem to affect his fight. And Manny Pacquiao, of course, the whole world loves Manny Pacquiao, being from the Philippines. I saw him with his children getting off the bus and coming there to Vegas. It's a big spectacle, isn't it?
Oh, the excitement around Manny Pacquiao is unbelievable. I watched the HBO Manny Pacquiao Mayweather special. They always run these things.
I love them. Jim Lampley does those. Great comedy.
Yes,
I love Jim.
Yes. And this one was actually more particular about, you know, the whole event, the bringing it up and how it all got started. You know, the fight was originally, you know, going to happen, but then it didn't, you know, two times it went through it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of money involved. Here's what my only concern is. It is being fought in Las Vegas, and it's Mayweather's hometown. That's where he lives. That's where he resides. And there's always an issue. In fact, the judges, several of the judges, I believe, according to the Nevada Commission, were banned from the last fight because Pacquiao lost. And as a result, they got booted off the judges panel. Did you know that?
I did not know that one.
Yeah, they were booted off. But there's a lot of, I mean, come on. It was Timothy Bradley. They fought, and Bradley beat him, and Bradley's a very good
Well,
fighter.
that was the first. When they fought again, Bradley lost.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
I mean, those two fights, I don't know how that worked out.
He won the first one. He actually won the first one. His first bout, he obviously beat the pants of him in the second bout. But the judge or judges who had been on that commission were booted off the commission by the Nevada Commission. Not good. That's my only concern tonight, and you and I will be talking about this, of course, on another program. The only concern I have for Manny is it's Las Vegas. It's not his home turf. He's from the Philippines, of course. Mayweather resides in Vegas, as I mentioned.
That's my only concern. What do you think about Manny Pacquiao knocking out Mayweather?
No, that's not going to happen.
You don't think it?
No, he unless he catches him with an amazing shot. And Mayweather is very, as we say in the boxing business, he's very crafty. He moves well. He's very graceful. He's like a dancer. He moves around the floor, not unlike Sugar Ray Leonard and Muhammad Ali. They know how to move, in my opinion. Very fit. Manny comes more linear. He's coming straight at you and doesn't give up. And for me, I think he's going to win the bout. If he can get to Pacquiao, if he can get to Mayweather, because Mayweather's able to get in, move. And that's a very good way to fight a fight.
Well, I think Freddie Roach is preparing him for that. Because, yeah. I mean, watching the special, you know, you could see Freddie Roach doing the moves, you know, left and right, the way Mayweather would go.
Right.
And Pacquiao would be ready for it.
Right.
So I think there might be some, you know, off guard, you know, with Mayweather may think he hasn't figured out. And Pacquiao may think he has Mayweather figured out. But I think it's going to be that surprise punch that takes one out.
So you got one guerrier, you got one guy who just comes at you like a bulldog, and then you got another guy who's very graceful, very elegant, very sophisticated, a good fighter, has taken a couple of shots in his career, but not many. I think this guy's won 42 fights. Right?
Mayweather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's undefeated.
Undefeated. He's amazing. Pacquiao is a real fighter.
He took a couple losses. But you know what? Those losses, I don't know how, if they were set up to continue. Because boxing,
we know that boxing.
Is it rigged like wrestling? I mean.
Well, we know that wrestling is totally rigged.
It's a scripted event. We know that for sure. I'm a big fan of WWE.
Yeah, and the UFC, it's not, because I used to watch wrestling over in Ireland, my native home, and I loved it, but then I realized.
Do you like watching UFC?
I like watching UFC, and I get disappointed sometimes when I see some of these guys who are black belts. I'm a third degree black belt myself in Taekwondo. I would have been at my fourth or fifth had I not gone back to college to complete my PhD, because I just couldn't do two things at the same time. It's just too much work and too much paperwork and too much academia.
But that's what karate teaches you, right?
Yeah, well,
balancing two things at once.
Yeah, it does teaches you. It does teach you that stuff. But commuting back and forth, an hour back and forth, an hour in the dojo, but I'm thinking about going back again getting my fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. So I'd like to do that. Just keep fit, just like Chuck Norris. I mean, the guy's in his late 70s. He looks amazing. You see him on those infomercials on television. He looks absolutely amazing. His hair looks good. He's lean. He's fit. And he's
Boxing is really, really big in the in the rural areas, the more poorer neighborhoods.
Yeah, because people want to make something of their life. I want to make something of my life. You want to make something of your life. You've made something of your life. We all struggle, right? We all struggle. We all have this conflict. And of trying to make it better. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a PhD researcher in Vegas the last few days. And she said, and she teaches 13 different nationalities at her college university in Las Vegas. And I said, who is the most promising? Who do you think was the most promising out of all the cultures?
The Hispanics.
Absolutely correct. 100% of
that. That's because I am.
You are Hispanic.
I'm partial Hispanic.
Manzo is Hispanic's name?
Well, Manzo is the Italian side.
Italiano, yeah.
Dad was Italian. Mom was actually Anglo. But let's back up. Dad's side, okay, my grandfather was Italian.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother's a Mexican.
All right, gotcha. Well, that's where you got
or the Inca Indian, I should say, more so.
That's where you got your peaceful, loving spirit, and that's why you're a great, great, great musician. We can work anything out. But the Hispanics, you said, were the ones that excelled the best. They worked hard. They wanted a better life for their families, for their kids. And I think that's remarkable. And I said, what about the Japanese and the Chinese? She says, no, they weren't interested. She said they were lazy. I couldn't believe that, because that is a complete, for me, turnaround, because Japanese are very strong and in their manufacturing, what they manufacture, and the people that they put out and who are brought into this
world. Well, it's a very disciplined culture.
That's a good word to use. That's the word I was looking for, a very disciplined culture who want the best and want to set their standards very high.
And that is actually, that's a culture that really, you know, in a political way, they really stand up for the youth, okay? They educate their kids.
But the interesting thing, the kids that she's teaching in Las Vegas at the college, she said they're not performing well, they're just goofing off. And that's
the American lackadaisical attitude,
yeah,
right now.
But the Mexicans were really working hard, not unlike the Irish as well, because I came to this country to make a better life for myself, my family, my community, my church, and helping people out. And
you're a psychologist, so you know if you're given something, you're relaxed about it. But if you have to work for it, it's effort earned, right?
Effort earned, exactly right. And that's why man is going to win, because he comes from humble beginnings, very poor, gives back to so many people. I don't know what Mayweather does, and I think he's a bit of a rascal myself when he's beating women up and having domestic violence cases against him with all that money. I don't know what he does for his community. I don't want to be judgmental, but what I read about him and what he has done is not good. He's not very well liked.
Well, he does help his, you know, the people around around him. He does help people.
Well, he's got a lot of hangers-on. We call him hangers-on. He's got his posse. But for me, if you're beating women up and having domestic violence cases against you and you're in court all the time and you have multiple lawsuits, that is not good. Manny Pacquiao doesn't have those kind of issues. He's a good guy.
Well, he's also a political figure in
now
this country.
Is.
You know, so I mean,
he's a basketball player.
I mean, the life of Pacquiao is very interesting. I mean, he really goes after a lot of things. You know, so I could just say one thing about Pacquiao: he is inspiration.
He is pure inspiration. You see all those Filipino kids that all want to be the next fighter. And
not just Filipinos. I mean, I'm an Anglo-American citizen that's very, very inspired by this guy.
He inspires me. And what's he getting each for that fight? 30, 40 million?
Well, I think they were talking about 140 million.
Between them?
Oh, well, they're splitting 40 million.
They're splitting 40 million?
No. I got this all wrong.
I think it was 34 million each or something like that, right?
Something like that. And they were talking about an opt for a rematch.
Well, that's going to happen. Here's what I feel is going to happen.
But that was not Mayweather's thing. In the special, they were saying there's not going to be one.
Yeah, they're going to say that. But here's the bottom line. I feel it's set up for a rematch. Either Mayweather wins or Pacquiao wins, and there's got to be a rematch because they've got to even it out. One's got to have a defeat. Or maybe Mayweather wants to hold on to being...
What was the last fight that had this much hype?
Oh, wow. Maybe the last fight, Pacquiao. Everything he does is, and Mayweather does. There's always
I can go far back as Tyson versus Holyfield. Remember that excitement back then?
When they bit his ear?
Before that.
I saw Evander Holyfield, who seems like a very nice man. I saw him on a television show, and I noticed that his voice was very slurred. And maybe
a few bounces in the head,
and because you have your ear bitten off, that would make you dull. But he seems like a really, really great guy,
You mean if you lose an ear, you lose your speech?
No, not necessarily. You can. Hey, nerve damage can cause anything, right? So he seemed very slurred in his words. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I was tired when I was watching it or something. But he was unable to answer questions in a coherent, congruent way, and I was concerned about that.
Well, I'm concerned about a lot of boxers, or just that industry in itself, because that's what is the ultimate end of a boxer. Is a mind scrambler.
Exactly. Because you get bounced to the head like that, it definitely slurs your speech and slows down your whole
rhythm. But George Foreman doesn't speak. In fact, George Foreman's an entrepreneur in a big way.
Yeah, of course, the Foreman Grill. George made a lot of money. He's laughing. Of course, he's a spokesperson for InventHelp.com. Call George. Call me. We're talking about him.
He's done more since that grill that we don't know about, which is kind of wild.
He's a lovely guy.
George Foreman, you met him?
No, I've never met him, but you can just tell, right? Yeah. He's lovely. He's cuddly.
That's one guy I would love to meet.
He's a guy that I love. I love Magic Johnson. I was thinking about this the other day. I love Magic Johnson for his smile, his charisma, his gracefulness, who he is. Love George Foreman. There's only a handful of people that are so graceful and so beautiful, and those people are really good. They contribute to society. They give back. They help inner city. And George Foreman is a big giver and helps a lot of people because, he sold like 40 million Foreman grills, that's a lot.
It's everything. You know?
And it's a good little piece of advice.
It's good, yes.
It works. It drains off all that fat, keeps you fit, and keeps you healthy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's why you look so healthy, Jim, on my Radiant Greens. Hey, you listen to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. Time for a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Ah.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony. If you wish to keep your immune system healthy and strong this cold and flu season, go onto my website at www.radiantgreens.com or indeed call the office for a free sample, 818-575-7558. That's 818-575-7558. Keep your immune system healthy this cold and flu season by calling 818-575-7558 and ask for Radiant Greens. That's radiantgreens.com. And welcome back to the Doc Tony Show. Hope you're having a fabulous afternoon. Enjoying your weekend. It's nice to have you along. We were talking about Manny Pacquiao. People are probably sick of this by now.
Oh, I'm excited, man.
You are?
Floyd. This is the fight we've all been waiting for.
Floyd the Rascal. We say in Ireland, the Rascal Mayweather. Two talented people. You know, what happens to people who are given such, you know, such talent? I'm not sure about Mayweather's background and where he came from. Don't know much about that, but we all know about Pacquiao and where he came from. He's a working class guy. The whole world seems to love him. The whole world seems to be against
Mayweather. Well, we know a bit about Mayweather.
I don't know much about him, really.
No, I mean, I can't say I know more about either.
I know the bad stuff.
Just from what I've seen on TV, what I've seen in the press, and the specials that they run, you know?
Mm, right.
And I watch those on HBO. I do watch those specials. So you get the insides.
What's the perception of the world about him? As you said,
he is a rascal.
Uh-huh.
You know, there is an edge on him, mm-hmm. and a cocky attitude because he thinks, you know, I guess when you get to a certain level of a financial life, comfortability, I guess, mm-hmm. you have a different respect of life,
mm-hmm.
not as much of a hunger and a desire to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that about him?
I think he's reached his plateau.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's reached his pinnacle.
He's a tremendous athlete, but he's not Muhammad Ali. Look at how graceful he is.
And still moving around, man.
He's great. And, you know, I met his lovely daughter, Layla.
Wow. And she's a boxer.
She's given it up now, she's a lot of fitness stuff. And Layla Ali, absolutely adorable, absolutely beautiful, very kind.
See, that's common sense.
And a lovely, lovely lady, delightful lady.
Now, you've boxed, you said.
Yeah, I've been boxing pretty much all my life. I was boxing when I was at school in Ireland. And, of course, when I came to I was in the army, I was boxing.
Oh, yeah, Irishman. You're all fighters, though.
Yeah, we're all fighters, but we're actually good lovers, you know. We're good lovers. We're good fighters, and we're good lovers. Loving people, that is.
Now Mayweather's been on a rad tour. Like, the last fight, I guess, was a couple fights ago. I saw him on a favorite show of mine. I like wrestling. Mm-hmm. I like WWE.
You like the WWE.
Oh, my God.
Are you
great.
Sure you're not a spokesperson for WWE? You've mentioned that so often.
I love that show. In fact, I always watch it every week. It's like a male soap opera.
Did you want to be a wrestler?
Never. Yeah. Never.
What's the attraction?
You know what? I think it's just what can they get away with?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because they push the envelope so much. Like, now they're jumping off of high ladders and falling onto tables and beating each other up with chairs. And
those chairs that break instantly?
No, those are real chairs.
Yeah.
Those are real chairs. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine has one. They actually acquired one from an event, and it's an actual chair. You just go to Costco and get a chair and beat somebody over the head with it.
And
but please don't do that.
People don't do that. People like watching that kind of stuff. They like seeing people get hurt. I don't know what that's all about.
But I was getting to the point where Mayweather did a promotion with WWE, and he was they call you a grand marshal of the event or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a moment where he got to take a punch at the giant, the new giant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I swear to God, it was an incredible moment, you know, because you see him just take the hit, you know.
Yeah.
Ouch.
With no glove on? With no glove?
No glove. No glove.
Oh, yeah. He can probably take a hit. He's a pretty boy. But I think his pretty boy face is going to be messed up.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday night, because Manny's going to come at him. No doubt about that. His job, though, Mayweather's job, as you well know, and he well knows, and so does Freddie Roach, is to get out of the way. And Ali was brilliant. Ali didn't have a great punch. Joe Frazier had a good front punch. Marvin Hagler had a good punch. Roberto Duran had a good punch. Who else? Sonny Liston had a great punch. Joe Lewis had a great punch. He was the Brown Bomber. He put people out.
Oh, look at the guy who took Tyson down, Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas, yeah. And Tyson had a great punch, but psychologically he had so many issues. But Ali didn't have a great punch, but he was very graceful, exceptionally fit, but an exceptionally beautiful person in real life.
And George Foreman had a punch.
And George Foreman had a punch, but Ali was able to move out of the way. And so Mayweather has a lot of Ali's qualities where he moves out of the way. But when it comes to his personal life, he's a mess.
And then we got to break it down to a boxer and a trainer.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, well, does a trainer really matter?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You have to have a coach. You have to have a director for the movie. You have to have a producer for the movie. You have to have a trainer, because a trainer can see things that you don't see. And what these trainers do, and I know when I've had my trainers when doing martial arts and taekwondo and all the different fights, stuff that I've done over the years, you have to have someone to show you how to execute a blow, how to move in the right direction. For example, when I was testing one time for my first degree black belt in the room, technically you close your eyes and you have to open them, and then you have to look at all the different targets and see which one is the most lethal and which one do you take out first. This is all make-believe stuff in the studio, but it can happen in the dojo.
Well,
it can happen.
Now, a trainer would be kind of like a psychologist in a sense, too, because he's taking care of your mental and your physical.
Yeah, absolutely. And also helping you, obviously, with eating healthy, because this is very important that you put the right nutrients in your body. They did a big study, and I have a protein brochure here in front of me. I wanted to talk about it momentarily. They did a study at UCLA, David Geffen School of Medicine, and they found that men and women, men 55 and older, and women 65 and older, who took plenty of protein, whether it was whey protein or plant-based protein, were significantly less likely to die prematurely. And I thought that was remarkable. They were leaner, they were fitter, they were healthier, because protein deficiency is not really an issue in this country, though many people don't eat enough protein, don't get enough nutrients, don't get enough food. Starvation is a big problem. We have over 60,000 children who die every year in America from lack of food, and 1.3 billion people, I read, go hungry every night, every day around the world. That's a real issue. But protein deficiency is not a major issue in this country, except for the elderly. When they go into hospice or they go into old folks' homes, as we call them here in this country, or assisted living, they don't get enough protein, they don't get the right nutrients, and as a result, their cognitive decline can accelerate dramatically. So protein is important. That's why I developed Dr. Tony's Pure Whey Protein with 1,000 milligrams of L-glutamine, which is an amino acid, which helps you sustain more muscle.
So if we intake more protein as an elderly, could that extend ourselves?
Without question, based on that study. That was an 18-year study that went on at UCLA, David Geffen School of Medicine. Absolutely, it can sustain you. It can balance blood sugar levels in your body. It can stop your cravings. It can stop muscle wasting, is a huge issue amongst our elderly. And also, a lot of our children who come from poor socioeconomic backgrounds don't get enough protein. And this is why people are hungry in this country. That's why we have homeless brothers and sisters on the street. They don't get a protein shake every day. We get protein shakes all the time. We get our smoothies. We get our protein. We get our meat. We get our bacon, eggs, and sausages. We get our fries, as we say, our fried food. We get saturated fat.
Well,
we get burgers.
That's where the problem is with the saturated fats and foods.
Yeah.
Fast foods is even worse.
That's not really a great source of protein, because a lot of that is processed, as you know. So Dr. Tony's Pure Whey and Pure Vegan Protein. There's a company. Actually, I have 5 different types of protein at my company. And if people want a sample, they can always call the office, and I'll give that number out. 818-575-7558. 818-575-7558. Or indeed, go to my website, www.radiant, R-A-D-I-A-N-T, radiantgreens.com. You take my greens, don't you?
I've been using them.
65% protein. Spirulina, or spirulina, as we say here in America, is the richest source of protein in the world. Beef is only 22% in comparison. So you get a lot of protein in spirulina, but most people are not getting the right nutrients. So if your body's sagging, you get a little jowls, and you get a little roly-poly on your tummy or your arms, then that means you're not getting enough protein. You're not moving your body.
That's fat. Right,
that's fat, and
fat cells, really.
Fat cells, exactly, and fat is an issue when we have it in our abdominal area. We have brown adipose tissue fat, which is the bad types of fat. So the real key is to move your body. Walking is great. Lifting light weights, doing Pilates, doing yoga, doing anything that gives your body strength, walking up little small steps, lifting light weights, but walking or swimming, anything that you can do to move your body. This is a song called Move Your Body, Jim. Move Your Body.
So now you take the protein and you use a probiotic to digest.
Yeah, the probiotics that, Natasha Trenev was talking about, the founder of Natron, which is a global leader in probiotics, is very important because our gut now is considered our second brain. It's all over the news.
Why is it a second brain? That's curious.
Because it's got nerve endings we didn't know before. We didn't know
really?
That. Yeah, so it actually constitutes cognitively how we feel, how we think. Our immune health is all linked now, not only to our brain, but to our gut. So there's a lot of research, wow, and a lot of information coming on. Yeah, you're fascinated by that, right?
I actually am. I really am. Because, I mean, you look at the intestine and you look at it, it does have that same feature as a brain, curls and coils, and you know, it everything turns around, you know, there's all kinds of passageways, you
yeah
know?
they're also, you're absolutely right,
so I could see that.
You're a linguist, you are great with words. Passages, coils, curls, colon. Yeah, you got this huge big, you got this huge big curls and coils, as you describe it, this big rubber tubing,
right?
And we have a lot of waste matter in there,
and the brain matter's pretty much the same way.
It's exactly the same way. And so it needs life, it needs energy, it needs water, it needs fiber, it needs the good friendly flora, the good bacteria. And we know from Eli Metchnikoff over in Europe that in cultures that consume the most amount of probiotics or friendly Acidophilus or Lactobacillus bacteria, the good bacteria tends to crowd out the bad bacteria, and those cultures that do that tend to live longer, have better health, just like those who take good sources of plant-based or indeed whey-based protein that do not have any hormones.
Now, I'm curious. The brain pretty much looks like a bumper for the cerebellum. Is it?
Cerebellum, yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I get that right.
A bumper sticker?
No, it's a bumper, like, because your head takes a lot of shots. I mean, when you're growing up, either way, you're bouncing around, and I always thought of it as a shock absorber for the actual thinking part of your brain.
Right. It is.
You know, so that's how I kind of observe
so
things.
It's a cover.
So now you're looking at your gut the same way. It's an absorbent pad for
good intestinal
now,
health.
Now what's the actual function? Like the pancreatic, so that would be like the cerebellum, because you need that.
The pancreas job is to secrete insulin. And the problem is we're taking in too many carbs, too much sugar, ding-dongs, donuts, big gulps, french fries, soda pop, pizza, Pepsi, Prozac. Shall I go on?
Well, when we get back from this next break, you got to tell me the difference between gallbladder and a pancreas, why that is so important or not so important.
They work really well together.
Because I'm telling you, they're taking gallbladders like left and right.
Yeah, you know why?
Is there like a vampire out there that wants them?
Money.
Money?
Yeah.
What are they doing with them? Do they get recycled or what?
Yeah, they get recycled, Jim.
Where do they go with those things? Because yeah. I know there's a Dr. Goldblatter out there with a pile of them, and I don't know what he's doing with them.
Hey, listen, we'll take a break. I'm enjoying this. This is a great segment. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more from Jim and I, the Dr. Tony Show, in just a moment. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Tony. If you wish to keep your immune system healthy and strong this cold and flu season, go onto my website at www.radiantgreens.com, or indeed call the office for a free sample, 818-575-7558. That's 818-575-7558. 575-7558. Keep your immune system healthy this cold and flu season by calling 818-575-7558 and ask for Radiant Greens. That's RadiantGreens.com. And welcome back to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. Hope you're having a nice afternoon, enjoying your weekend, moving around, doing some shopping, tuning into the radio, getting fit, getting healthy. My engineer is really fired up today. He's fired up. Jim is fired up.
Come on, it's the fight tonight, man. It's a big fight. Wouldn't you be excited if the one thing you were hoping for happened?
Yeah.
And it finally did.
You know, his mother, she stands in the audience with rosary beads, and she's praying like crazy. It's a spectacle, really.
Oh, when Pacquiao took the fall, literally, everybody thought he was dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he took a shot from Bradley, and it was pretty good. And Pacquiao was knocked out. He was dazed. I've never seen the guy, with birds around his head, cuckoos, you know?
Bradley's a good fighter.
And he was, but Pacquiao did get his just back.
He's an African-American Irish boy with a name like Bradley. Because all my cousins are Bradleys in Ireland. So his ancestors must have come from Africa to Ireland or the other way around. What do you think?
I'm curious because
he's Irish, a good fighter.
Your Irishmen are a lot of...
John L. Sullivan.
The reputation of an Irishman as a fighter, right?
You know, the interesting thing is us Irish are very much classified in movies and Hollywood as boxers and drinkers, but that's not the case because I don't drink, I don't smoke.
I mean,
family.
I watch Braveheart all the time, and the Scots and the Irish.
Oh, yeah, Braveheart, all for one for all, yeah. D'Artagnan,
it's my Ireland.
The Three Musketeers, yeah. Well, Mel did a great job on that because the Irish government gave him some £15 million to shoot that project in Ireland, Braveheart. What a great movie.
I always
Rob
watch
Roy,
that one.
Gladiator. They're my top movies, you know.
I always watch those epic pieces like that.
I got a chance to meet Mel. He's actually a real gentleman.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually a really nice guy. Very friendly, very nice. He's got a little, you know, he's got his problems. Who hasn't got their problems?
Right.
Let's stop judging people. Hey, he said some things that were silly, ticked off a lot of my Jewish brothers and sisters. Listen, nobody's perfect, you know, and he shouldn't have said what he said, but he was drunk.
Well, the only judges we want is good judges tonight.
We just want good judges tonight. Exactly.
Let's hope they don't.
You know, I have a word written here on a piece of paper. What does it say at the very top, Jim?
Peace.
It says peace.
Let's just hope they have peace in their thoughts and in judgment tonight. And it's going to be a good fight. I mean, do you have a place you're going to go see it at? Are you going to watch it at home?
I'll probably watch it at home, yeah. Absolutely. Probably watch it at home. And then I'll get calls from 30 other people say, come to my house.
Well,
it's on pay-per-view, right?
Right. It is on pay-per-view.
How much? $70, $80?
It's like $100, man.
It's $100. Still going to bring in $100 million from that.
It's huge.
The advertisements. Who is it? Is it Top Rank?
Top Rank and CBS. Les Moonves and what's his name from Top Rank? Boy,
Leslie Moonves is amazing. I want to meet Leslie Moonves. If you're listening to this broadcast, I want to work with you and your network because I love CBS.
He's an amazing man.
Because Survivor's on there. My friend Mark Burnett from Survivor.
That's your friend?
I haven't seen Mark for a while, but Mark and I have been friends over the years. We know each other because my stepson has played soccer with his stepson, his lovely wife Roma, AD 850s on television on NBC, which is an NBC station. In fact, I was trying to get Roma, Mark's wife, on the broadcast, but she's been so busy in New York City promoting, the Bible series, The Bible Continues.
Mark Burnett had a reality show, has the number one reality show, created the whole genre.
Mark is amazing. He's the
and
most talented guy.
And he has it on NBC. Does he have one on ABC? Does he have one on?
He's producing Martha Stewart. He's producing
he's
producing The Voice. He's producing Survivor for 20 plus. I mean, it's 24.
And Shark Tank, I know that's his.
25 seasons. He's smarter than a fifth grader. Mark has a lot of projects. He's very smart, and we could all learn from Mark. He's very inspirational. In fact, he inspires me, and he's an exceptionally, exceptionally kind human being, as indeed his lovely wife, Roma, is, who's from Northern Ireland. From
it's
Derry
funny.
City,
I did go down to Burnett Studios or offices for an audition.
You did?
I did. I didn't get it. It was for a live-in band camp or how to be a rock star, something like this. I forget what the title was, but
but you're already a rock star.
I went down there, brought my bass guitar and played whatever, you know, and where they held us and did the auditions, I saw all the stuff for Shark Tank.
Yeah.
It was absolutely pretty cool. And that's before the show came out. I was like, ooh, this looks like a weird show. What's Shark Tank, you know?
And this is a hot show right now, Shark Tank.
And now
Tank.
It's the hugest show for entrepreneurs.
And yeah? It took a while because it didn't work on one of the networks, and then they moved it, and now it's just rocking and rocking. Everything Mark does turns to gold. He's a talented guy. But don't forget, this is an NBC station. This is an NBC affiliate. We're on KCAA, 1050 AM. And AD850, Roma, Mark's wife, is producing that with her husband. The Bible Story continues, which is phenomenal.
Huge show.
They did the Bible series on the History Channel, everything they do. And I believe they're working on, what's the next big project? Ben-Hur. I believe they're working on another project called Ben-Hur.
Wow.
So everything they do is really great.
Well, I think Mark Burnett has the Midas touch.
He has the Midas touch. And he's a good lad from England. He has the Midas touch without question. He's the
if
David
If you do
Beckham.
Run into him again, just put a good word for him. I'd like to be on Survivor instead of just watch it.
Jim, you're going to starve if you go on there.
Well, it's only 40 days. I can handle that.
Mark told me one time, he said, Tony, you'd never make it on Survivor because you just got to live on shoelaces.
Literally, you do.
Literally.
I watch that show religiously. I do like Survivor.
What is it about that show that just and just makes people want to watch?
It's real people. It's reality. It's, well, now, I guess now you can expect what to expect on it. Right. Because it's more canned than anything before. But it's that appeal still of normal people living on nothing.
Yeah, and I was reading the story that Mark didn't tell me, but I just read about it in his book, that he went to Leslie Moonves and he said, listen, if you bring the advertising for Survivor, I'll put the show on the air. And Leslie Moonves, he's got the Midas touch. So CBS is so successful. I mentioned earlier, I love all the people over there because I have a pilot for my own television talk show. I don't mind putting it out there with CBS. And hopefully they'll pick it up. And there's amazing people out there. And the person I want to thank is Angelica McDaniel. She's the senior vice president of CBS. And she's the one that's championing me getting my own talk show. So cross my fingers. And I know that she is expecting a baby. So congratulations, Angelica. And to everybody at CBS, thank you for your love and support. It's
so
deeply appreciated.
We got to thank Les Moonves and Roy from Top Rank for putting this bout together.
This is huge, isn't it? It's on CBS?
No. It took because CBS on Showtime, and that's
right,
Mayweather.
Right.
And Pacquiao is HBO Top Rank.
Right, of course.
So somehow along the line.
And where is Bob Arum in the mix?
Yeah. I'm just saying that this whole thing wouldn't have happened if these two giants, business entrepreneurs,
didn't come together.
If they didn't come together to make this work, I don't think that would have ever happened. But also, the nice setup, the way they made it work, was setting up Pacquiao and Mayweather at the Sun and Heat game in Florida. They were in the same arena at the same time, opposite sides of the arena, and at halftime, they met.
Oh, wow.
That was what the catalyst that set it all off.
Well, it was great that they decided to do that. This is a spectacle. This is a miss. Like Elvis and who? Elvis and Tom Jones meeting in the middle?
I don't know. Elvis and Frank Sinatra. That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Elvis and Frank Sinatra meeting in the middle, right?
A huge, huge.
That would be amazing. And you know what's fascinating? I was just in Vegas at the broadcasting convention a week ago. Biggest convention in the world, 103,000 people. Amazing. They're doing a new exhibit at the Westgate, formerly the International Hilton in Las Vegas. And guess what? Elvis had performed there for some 7 years. All his memorabilia is there. All his uniforms are there. His guitars are there. So they're building an exhibit on the top suite upstairs at the Westgate on Paradise Road, right there beside the convention center.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is formerly the Hilton. It's now called the Westgate. Fabulous place to stay. Loved it. People are really nice, inexpensive, and great rooms. I loved it.
Now, if I had some dough in my life, I would go to Vegas to watch the fight. I mean, MGM Grand is a great place to watch a fight.
There's going to be hundreds of thousands of people watching it this weekend. It's going to be unbelievable.
The energy inside that arena is going to be huge.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be warm, too. It's actually quite warm right now.
In Vegas, you bet it is.
It was warm when I was there. It was nice. It was nice. It's going to be fairly warm. And inside that ring, the temperature gets up, as you know, because the heat, the audience, the atmosphere, the energy.
Well, I'm going to be in Santa Clarita watching this fight with my cousin.
Right. Fabulous. This is probably the biggest fight of the century, right? This is the fight of the century.
Well, there was only one other hyped fight. Two other fights.
Thriller and Manila, Ali and Frazier.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That was a thriller, but this is probably going to be the biggest one event of all.
Yeah. You know, my grandfather, God rest him, bless him, he took me as a little boy in the middle of the night pitch black dark in the middle of the night down a little narrow street where we lived in Ireland, all the way down to our neighbor's house because they had a television. They're watching the fight between Muhammad Ali and Zuria Folia for the world title.
Wow. Oh,
way back when. I think I might have been 12 or 13 years old. Muhammad Ali. And little did I know that I would meet Layla Ali later. And Muhammad, of course, lives in Scottsdale. He has a home in Scottsdale.
And were you inspired to box when you saw that?
Yeah, every Irish person is inspired to box or play sports or be Georgie Best, the greatest soccer player in the world who's not passed, or be a Lionel Messi or be a Cristiano Ronaldo or be a superstar like Wayne Rooney for Manchester United. Yeah, people inspire us. We have heroes. People inspire us to do things that are good. And that's why, you know, the Mexican people work so hard to do things that make their life better. That's why people come to this country. And that's why they've done so well in college, because my friend was telling me, she said they work so hard academically. They were studying. We all work hard. We're all a bunch of immigrants. We all deserve to live and have a better quality of life in the context of love and joy with extreme peace. We all need that. We need less conflict and more peace and more joy and more health and more happiness.
Well, I don't know how bad it's going to get, and I hope everything in the East Coast, you know, calms down. Hopefully, you know, it's going to quell, but it's getting crazy, and just be on the ready.
Yeah, and we also should give our condolences and our love and just our heartfelt thanks and appreciation for the aid workers who have gone to Nepal to help those people, those poor people that just lost all their lives. So sad
so
for the earthquake.
Many. Yes. Now that's a natural situation, and versus what could be, you know, what's going on right now in America, you know, with a real domestic problem.
Yeah, we define peace. We need to work with the police department. We need to work with our African-American brothers and sisters. We need to work with communities. Community leaders need to work with each other. We need to work with our churches. We need to find peace and balance, and we need to find happiness within ourselves. And we need good justice and a good legal system that's fair and balanced, that allows people an opportunity for a fair trial, if indeed there's going to be a fair trial. And we need to really watch what we do and say in our communities, and we don't wish to incite people into violence.
Craziness. But, well, violence tonight, man. I'm going to be watching it, man.
Is fighting violence? That's another question. Is fighting violence?
Well, always is. Fighting is always a violent situation.
But it's a controlled situation. This is a different situation.
But it's our nature as a human being or just an animal. That's an animalistic instinct.
Did you know that Pacquiao killed someone when he was boxing way back when? When he was like 15,
well, I've 16? I've heard that story. But you know what?
He knocked a guy out and he died, unfortunately. It was very sad. But he continued. It didn't end his career, and it was a very, very sad thing.
Well, Dr. Tony, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for engineering. Thanks for listening to the broadcast. Don't forget, if you want a sample of my foods, my greens, my superfoods, 818-575-7558, 818-575-7558, or radiantgreens.com. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy the fight. Many blessings. Take care. You listen to the Dr. Tony O'Donnell Show. Bye-bye for now. Hey, this is Dr. Tony. If you wish to keep your immune system healthy and strong this cold and flu season, go onto my website at www.radiantgreens.com, or indeed call the office for a free sample, 818-575-7558. That's 818-575-7558. Keep your immune system healthy this cold and flu season by calling 818-575-7558 and ask for Radiant Greens. That's Radiant Greens. .com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station that leaves no listener behind.
Something for everyone.
everyone today. The Bluegrass State will welcome the 141st running of the Kentucky Derby. They will post it sometime after 6:30 Eastern today. Dortmund and American Pharoah continue to be the odds-on favorites going into this one. Jerry Bailey.
Some of those horses include an undefeated horse in Dortmund. He's a pretty spectacular horse, but I think the horse that has taken the breath of so many horsemen away is American Pharoah. He has lost once, but he's been pretty spectacular of late. It would give Jockey Victor Espinosa a chance to win back-to-back derby.
Then around 10 Eastern, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, the long-awaited meeting between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, both guys without a knockout in over 5 years. Manny Pacquiao.
And this fight on Saturday, what our goal is to give the fans enjoyment and satisfaction of our performance. Both of us, Floyd and I, we work hard. We've been working hard to entertain you on Saturday, to give a good fight on Saturday.
And if that's not enough, action from the hardwood of the NBA. Game 7, Spurs Clippers.